Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local community. It's all about family, the cows and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
Coming up this Saturday, June 13th, it's Black Hereford Ranch's Cream of the Crop Sale, starting at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's their 14th annual female sale at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma. Over 500 head of powerful club calf producing calves will be available, including 370 elite fall bred heifers and donor prospects, 60 fall calf and young cows, and a lot more. For information, give them a call, 580-983-2363, or go to blackherfordranch.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk about these livestock futures here this morning. And ended up cattle with a pretty nice day yesterday.
That's exactly right, Dave. Our cattle complex closed higher with good gains for the second straight session. Now, cattle futures had their highest trade yesterday since early January time frame, and some even go back to December. Now, it was another head-scratching session of trying to figure out what fundamentally has drove the cattle higher. Again, it appears to be mostly technical in nature, not so much fundamentally. As yesterday, choice box beef was up 46 cents. Select boxes down 2 cents on a good total movement of 192 loads. We did see a small cattle kill of only 91,000 head yesterday. Cash feeder index was down 2 cents. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 65 cents higher. August feeders up 255. July lean hogs down 10 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures yesterday, and kind of a disappointing day, the corn and soybeans lower, the wheat futures in both Chicago and Kansas City, they really took a dive yesterday.
You sure got that right. And we actually started, Dave, yesterday with early upside in our grain markets. Then we turned negative before the USDA report came out at 11 o'clock. Then after the report, we continue to hold negative and we close negative. The largest losses occurred in the wheat futures as the USDA increased the all wheat production by 34 million bushels. They lowered Texas wheat by 11.25 million bushels from the May estimate. They lowered Oklahoma by 4.1 million bushels, but they increased Kansas by 42 million bushels, putting Kansas now 314 million bushels. Now, Wednesday afternoon, we saw Egypt tender for wheat, as we saw the big downside in price that attracted them. Trading has been mixed overnight, with the corn trade volume being the strongest, or being strong for the second straight session. On the moment, we are looking at July KC wheat down 3 cents. July corn is unchanged. July soybeans trading 2¾ lower. July cotton is down 96 points. July crude oil 60 cents lower. We're looking at the June dollar index up 63 cents and June Dow Jones futures trading 22 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get some more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.